and his expedition camped in the area south of El Paso, which he described as having a very good climate with large buffalo herds, forests, pasture lands, rich natural deposits of salt, and water in large marshes and pools. It is also here they first met the Suma people. Espejo wrote of the Sumas, these people who must have numbered more than 1,000 men and women and who are settled in their rancherias and grass huts, came out to receive us. Each one brought us his present of mezquital, which is made of a fruit like the carob bean, fish of many kinds, which are very plentiful in those lagoons, and other kinds of their food, in such quantities that the greater part spoiled because the amount they gave us was so great. Antonio de Espejo, 1583. More history next week on El Paso History Moments. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso History Alliance.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
I went online and I found you just standing there staring at me.
Sitting there in front of my computer.
And good luck with the inventory business. There's so much inventory, so little time, I'm sure.
Yes. And that history moment is the same thing. It's that follow before Oñate got here. I'd love to have somebody come in and talk about that expedition, because that's a whole movie in itself there.
Gary Williams knows all about that.
We'll try to talk him into that. Yeah, because it's fascinating.
But the history of El Paso has always been something to talk about, because it was on a river.
Mm-hmm.
And so the river was kind of like a major pathway for people to get around in the old days. And that's why the El Paso economy, the El Paso history, everything El Paso is a north-south line.
That's right. Well,
the old history because of the river. And then when they found gold in California, all of a sudden, the rest of us have to get west now.
East-west.
So that's why those kind of trails started going left and right.
They were always there because they were traveled. But, I mean, not as heavily as they were when everybody's going west.
You're looking for water. You're going to stay north-south. So anyway, that is the history there. And this is for the El Paso History Alliance, and they're on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Over 40,000, right?
Yes.
I put down 38, but I think it's gone.
It's over 40 now.
40,000 people following.
It's growing because there is a big interest for our history in El Paso.
It really is.
It's just amazing.
So call up Bernie if you want to hear some more.
Yes.
Right now, Bernie's in a bathtub.
No, he's not. It's too cold.
Is that right?
But he's hanging out with the Easter Bunny.
Oh, okay. Normally, he's in a bathtub with a squirt gun.
Yes. No, that's on 4th of July because it's a lot warmer.
I got my holidays wrong.
Yes, I know. So Bernie, Easter Bunny, 4th of July.
But he's out in the parade right now.
Yes, the group Six Guns Shady Ladies is out there having a good time. I think they're probably done by now. Well, no, the parade's still going. It's 11:09.
The point is, don't call him now.
Yeah, don't call him now.
But when he gets out of that, go 581-7920.
Right, or leave a message.
There you go. All right, we got to talk about more history in El Paso because it's the same kind of celebration, but a bigger one, more south, a little later. And we have here to talk about it a young lady by the name of Martha Vera. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you so much. How are you doing, Jason?
How are you, Melissa?
I'm fine.
We are surviving nicely, but what we need to do is explain who you are. You are the honorary Spanish consul in El Paso.
Yes.
That's your title.
That's my title.
Otherwise, a nice historian person that likes what we have done here in our history, right?
Absolutely.
Are you a native local person here?
I am.
So where'd you go to school?
I went to Scottsdale Elementary and Eastwood High School, and I have a bachelor's and master's from UTEP.
A very local person. Good for you. Well, welcome back here. You've been on here before talking about history. This time, let's focus on what you're up to, because there is another major celebration that you're part of planning on. Why don't you describe what it is? I think it's referred to as the Rio Grande Festival, from what I can see. What are you doing?
Okay, it's the 26th Annual History Conference and Festival in San Elizario at the Adobe Horseshoe Theater. What we have is a three-day conference where we have historians and dignitaries from Mexico, from Spain, and from the U.S., all talking about our history in this area. Actually, on the Camino Real, we have people that are coming in from the Instituto Nacional de Antropología.
In Mexico City.
In Mexico City, which is, the acronym is INAH.
That's the big museum for them. That's like their Smithsonian kind of thing,
And we also have people from UNESCO coming in, UNESCO Mexico. They'll be talking about World Heritage Sites along the Camino Real. And, of course, they're looking at San Elizario as being one of them.
So define for us the Camino Real.
The Camino Real is the royal road. It's not the hotel.
That's also here.
It's also here.
But they were second. The road had the name first.
Yes, the road had the name first. So it means the Royal Road. This is the road that the Spaniards actually took from Mexico City. There's several of them. There's our Camino Real is Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. We have an organization, Carta, who actually is very...
They promote the whole thing. Explain that in English, Camino Real de Tierra Adentro.
So what that means is the Royal Road of the Inner Land.
The point is, if you're the King of Spain and you're looking at a map and you say, here's Mexico City and here goes a road way up into the wilderness, you call it Camino Real
de Tierra Adentro.
That's what that means. Okay.
Right. And then there's one de Tierra Fuera, which means the outer road.
And who are they?
And this is the one that goes through San Antonio.
But that's secondary. I mean, Texas history begins in El Paso. Remember
it
that.
Actually does.
Because
it
of this event. Does. Because of this event.
Right. They were looking for silver mines, more silver, more gold to Christianize, to colonize. And they were actually, the way that they came up this road was because of Espejo's writings. And the Spaniards were being warned of an Apache tribe that was very aggressive. And so Don Juan de Oñate came from Santa Barbara, Chihuahua. On January 20th, he left Santa Barbara, Chihuahua, and arrived in the San Elizario area, avoiding those natives.
Is that why he went across Salamayuca?
Yes.
Oh, I was always wondering. I thought he just wanted to take a shortcut. He had an incentive. There was a nasty tribe of people waiting for him on the other road.
Yes.
So he made a new road, basically.
Yes, he had to come around. Because if you took the shortcut, which went right through Juarez, you were going to get...
The Apaches,
and you would get attacked.
Big time.
And so he had many families, men, women, and children with him. And, of course, had to protect all of them. So he came up, and they arrived in San Elizario about April 28th. Started kind of looking at the area. On the 30th is when he did the toma.
All from one camp? I mean, he didn't move around at that point yet, did he?
No, not yet.
Okay.
All at that time. So on the 28th, we're actually beginning the conference.
In San Elizario?
In San Elizario at the Adobe Horseshoe. It is free to the public. So if you're a historian and would like to learn more and hear all of these historians, it is open. That evening, we're going to have a dinner, and that is sponsored by the San Elizario Genealogy and Historical Society, as well as La Sociedad Cultural de España and myself. And we are going to have a Noche Española. It's called La Feria.
Tell what does that mean? What is it
going to be? It's called the fair because at this time, of course, this is Holy Week, and there are many ferias in Spain that are celebrating Holy Week, of course. But we decided to call it that. We're going to have a poet from Albuquerque, New Mexico. His families are actually traced back to some of the families that came in from the Oñate expedition. And he will be reciting a poem that he wrote about that. And so it's very special to him because it talks about his ancestors.
What rhymes with Oñate? I couldn't think that one up.
Oh, dear.
There once was a man named Oñate. No, never mind. Go ahead. But no, now go back to day one. What were the conference? What were some of the speakers at the conference on day one? Because you just said it was like in the morning and it went into the evening.
Right.
So, and you have 3 days of this. So let's kind of name some of the people or topics or both. I think I may have some of those over here because you've got the Camino Real. You're going to talk about the Presidios on the Rio Grande. San Elizario has been around for a long time, over 400 years. Is the claim here. And the thing is, everything's happening on the conference dinners is 4:28 to 7 p.m. But that day, do you have a list of people?
I do. I actually have Miguel Angel Fernandez and Mazar Ambros. He is a retired ambassador from Spain. He will be speaking. We have some of the people from, the Mission Trail and Carta, who will be speaking. We also have William A. Cloud, who is the director of the Center for Big Bend Studies, who will be speaking. We also have representatives of, we actually have the director of the Instituto Nacional de Antropología, who will be here.
I think you also have Troy Ainsworth as a speaker.
Yes, Troy is part of Carta, and so he will be the speaker, one of the speakers on that first day. So it's going to set the stage for what is happening along the Rio, the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro. So it's going to be very exciting. We're also going to see some of these speakers talk about some of the new archives that have been studied. So these archives were always there. They were always at the Archivos Nacional in Mexico City. And
somebody just went and opened them up again, it sounds like.
Yes, they went and opened them up again, and lo and behold, here we're finding some new things.
Like what?
Well, like exactly what happened along the way.
Oh, okay, the details.
The details, more details to this road. There are also details that were happening back in Mexico City in some of the pyramids that are now being studied excavated. Yes.
Like in Teotihuacan?
Yes, in Teotihuacan.
That's a fabulous place. Now, there's
wonderful.
I think the guy studying that was Japanese or something. I mean, they have some out of country scholars that show up and study the history there.
Yes.
And so how does that relate to this?
Well, you will see, because there are some new stories that are going to be told, and it's going to correct some of the history that we assumed or believed happened.
The big pieces are correct, right? It was April 1598.
Yes, the big pieces are correct.
The guy's name was Oñate.
Yes.
He had 500 people plus, give or take, with him.
Yes.
Although they only counted the soldiers, which I find fascinating.
Actually not.
What?
They actually counted the families, and there's names of family members that are actually...
Oh, good.
...that have been found.
I think
there were only 120military.
Right.
And the rest of them were... Families and children.
Servants,
you know.
Slaves.
Well, before the museum closed up there in the middle of nowhere, the BLM museum for the Carta people, they had a roster on the wall that I think they tried to do both. They tried to list the official Oñate people, but then everybody else. Because back in the day, women weren't counted, basically, very often.
Except when you needed them. No, I think if they were colonizing, they needed to know how many people, because to make sure that this was a successful colonization. You'd have to know, so your next expedition or next group going would be along the same lines or larger. So it would make sense to document it.
Well, also, after a rest stop, did we all get going again? Hey, where's Jody? He's back in the...
coffee, okay?
Yeah, whatever.
Well, can you imagine moving that many people and herds of
7,000 head of livestock.
Yes.
See, I want somebody to recreate that. Her husband, Bernie, and I have talked quite often. What do we got to do to reenact the Oñate expedition? We probably couldn't pull it off. I mean, where are you going to get 88 carretas? There's your first problem.
Right.
Then you're going to have to get double that for oxen.
Right.
And how are you going to do that? Because oxen don't happen around here much anymore. So anyway, so we gave up on that idea. But they stretched out for like 7 miles. That was the point.
Right.
That caravan, once it got going, and the last guy got going, the first guy was 7 miles ahead of him.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Martha.
It's amazing.
Martha Avetta is in here. We're going to talk more about all this history coming up. A major conference in San Lazario on the 28th through the 30th of this month. We got details coming because now we got to take a trivia break.
Shall we do that?
Some DVDs to give away. You got some Pepe's food.
We got all kinds of goodies. So.
But nobody won it last hour.
Well,
so what do you got?
They better be listening.
Oh, no, Bob.
Well, Bob did.
Bob did.
Oh, Bob's a regular.
But Bob knows how to do this. Bob knows how to play the game.
He needs some new people to compete in here.
Well, we had Chester on the phone last time, but he went away.
Chester ran away.
Let's see if Chester can answer these questions. What do you got?
Let's see. Let's go back to this one. What does latoma mean in English?
Oh, we didn't ask that one
last time. No, we didn't, but I think it's a good one. What does latoma mean in English?
Well, go ahead and ask some more questions. If they can't get that one,
They better be able to get that one. Okay, what year was the first Thanksgiving recreated by Sheldon Hall and the Mission Trail Association?
Don't say it, because I know you know it, Martha. And we can't give you a prize.
I was there.
You might have been there.
Yeah, well, the recreation, not the original.
See. Not the original. Got it.
I'm old, but I'm not.
Oh, and here's one we haven't talked about at all.
Yeah, that one we could talk about that one, but that was
throw it out
difficult.
There. See what they do. You have three questions then.
Okay, then we have San Elisario was named for whom?
A specific person.
A specific person.
Ah, there you go. Try that one on for size.
Yes.
So what does La Toma mean in English?
Yes, and what year the first recreation of the first Thanksgiving by Sheldon Hall and the Mission Trail Association?
In
what
El
year?
Paso. And who was San Elisario?
Who was San Elisario named for whom?
So what you get if you call us up, what you get?
They get a DVD or $20 in food certificates to Pepe's New Mexican Food in Canutillo.
And what was the special? We had our first hour guest pick
green it. Green cheese enchilada.
Green chili.
Green chili cheese enchilada.
Was it cheese or chicken?
Chili. I just remember
they
chili.
Should just work it out out
they'll
there.
Work it out.
Somebody comes in and says they want the Onyaste special.
They'll give them
whatever. The big deal is you get a $10 plate for $6.
That's right.
Such a deal.
All the trimmings.
And that's out of Pepe's today. But we're not going to go there. We're going to go to Ripe instead. So
yes.
There. But
I'm going to catch up with the parade route. So.
Oh, that's right. You got to go catch up with the parade people. So they have to call us to make this happen.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Which El Paso candidate for mayor will you be voting for? And do you know the issues impacting the race? Well, here's your chance to find out.
Join us on News Radio 690 every Saturday to hear where the candidates stand on the arena, jobs, taxes, immigration, and much more. Live on El Paso's only local political show, Talk El Paso.
Be a part of Talk El Paso by calling in during the show and speak to the candidates. Tune in every Saturday at noon.
Special mayoral editions of Talk El Paso brought to you by National Furniture Liquidators.
When it comes to value, quality, and selection,
nobody beats Shorty.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by Amicus Media.
Attention, if you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Legal Helpline now at 800-797-3813. Our experienced attorneys can get you the compensation you deserve. There are no fees to pay unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call now. 800-797-3813. Operator standing by 24/7. Call 800-797-3813. That's 800-797-3813.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $6 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now by visiting us at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. OnDeckLending.com.
The Salvation Army needs your attention. Look around your home, your garage, the backyard. If you have unused furniture, appliances, and gently used clothing, bring it to Barnett Harley-Davidson Saturday, April 22nd and Sunday, April 23rd, and stuff the Salvation Army truck. Stuff the truck. Support the Salvation Army. For every 20 pounds donated, you'll receive a raffle ticket. 50 raffles, over $7,000 worth of prizes, plus a free goodie bag and meal for the first 250 donors. Stuff the Salvation Army truck, April 22nd and 23rd at Barnett Harley-Davidson. Got questions? Call 592-5804.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive.
Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We got phone lines are full this time. We're going to have some people answering some questions. And we've got certificates to Pepe's. We've got some DVDs to give away. We got Martha Vettis sitting here talking about history in a moment or two. But we got to tell you right now about what's going on next week on the radio show. Hal Marcus is coming in.
Yes.
Historic Hal will be here. He's a gallery owner, artist in his own right. And he'll be in the studio to talk about early El Paso artists. And he has an exhibit of their work going on. Hour two next week, we begin to talk about Preservation Month and their events coming in May. You have more on that in an announcement here shortly.
That's right.
On April 29th, what is the history of the International Museum of Art? We're going to find that out in hour one. And then more preservation on the 29th is so big it takes two different weeks. What do you got about them?
Well, you've got an alliance of historical organizations in town. They're going to do the 6th Annual Preservation Month in El Paso, which is in May. And that was set up by the National Trust for Historical Preservation for across the country. And we're going to be involved in that. And what they're going to be doing is you've got different programs around town that'll be doing different programs and such. And they're going to be covering this year on the endangered buildings, neighborhoods, cemeteries, corridors, natural habitats, and historical sites throughout the county. And they're also looking for groups who'd like to get involved, kind of like what you're doing down there. That might be one that I don't know if you're involved, probably are. But to get your part on your preserving history in El Paso, Keystone Heritage Park, I'm lining up people out there right now.
So anybody preserving something.
That's right.
Okay.
And it's going to be a great day, and we're going to have more information as we go along. But that is, let's see, we've got, this year, El Paso and Alliance of Organizations. And the kickoff event will be presented by Evan Thompson, the Executive Director of Preservation Texas. And Mr. Thompson's talks on endangered historic places in Far West Texas will be presented at the Foundation Room at the Community Foundation at 333 North Oregon. The event is hosted by the El Paso Community Foundation, and this is on May 4th at 5:30 p.m. and is free. And they're encouraging the public to come to learn a little bit more. He's from out of the area, so this is wonderful. They understand how important it is for us to preserve our history here.
He's one of those guys at Preservation Texas that gets it.
He's a good guy.
He came to town and said, "What are you doing taking down any of these trust buildings?
What is wrong with you
You're
people?
Nuts. Stop it." So there was that.
And it's not just that. I mean, he sees all the culture and history we've got here as being fantastic.
All right, we got trivia on the brain here.
I think so.
Oh, we do something with that microphone, Sergio.
Hello.
We need that woman back on the air.
There I am.
There you are.
Okay.
What do you got?
What does latoma mean in English? That's one.
Okay, keep going.
What year was the first Thanksgiving recreated by Sheldon Hall and the Mission Trail Association?
And the third question is,
San Elisario is named for whom?
Let's give away some stuff here. Shelley, what's line two doing? It looks like it's not on hold for me. Is it? Let's go to line, in that case, we'll go to line five. Five is Irma. Hey, Irma, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, Irma.
How's you be today, lady?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
How are you today?
You know what? Doing very well. Thank you. Excited to finally get a chance to hopefully answer correctly.
We got several questions for you here. Pick one and answer it.
Let's see. La toma was a process that was the conquistadores, Oñate people, took the land in the name of the king of Spain. And,
That's
it, yeah. She's our genius for the day.
We're going to our judge over here, Miss Martha. The answer is yes. Okay, the answer is good on that one.
Good job.
And you only get one question. There's someone behind you we're going to put on the radio for another one.
All
so
right.
You get yourself
$20 in gift certificate for food at Pepe's in Canutillo or one of our El Paso Gold DVDs, Ghost Stories 2, 3, or 4, Smelter, Tom Lee's El Paso, Celebration of Cultures, Rosa Gutierrez's 80th birthday, or Gunfights of the Old West. What would you like
to? You know what? My husband would love Gunfights of the Old West.
Oh, good. Right. Good, because I'm in it, that's why.
We know why that's the best one in the stack, right, Melissa?
I'm not starring in it, but I am in it where I get to shoot people, so, you know.
What the hey? That's what you like to do. All right, and there's another line ringing there, Shelley, if you want to see what they're doing. But that would be Irma 1 on line 5. And anything else on your mind this morning?
No, Dad should do it, hopefully. And you said you can't do it again for 6 months?
60 days.
60 days.
60 days. Okay, perfect.
So
thank you
try
so
back.
Much.
Hold
I
on.
Really enjoy your show.
Yeah,
thank
stay
you.
On the line, though.
Don't go away. Otherwise, we can't tell you how to. Shelly will come along and pick this up, which now Shelly can do on line five. All right. We now go to Luis. Is this going to work here? Is that Luis on line two?
No, this is Andrea.
Oh.
Andrea, you turned into, well, we'll just take your call anyway. Hello, Andrea.
Good
what's
morning.
On, what's on your mind? You got trivia on the brain there?
I do. I'd like to answer the 1989.
There you go. What was the year that the first Thanksgiving was recreated
correct.
By Sheldon Hall and the Mission Trail Association was 1989.
Were you involved in that at all?
Pardon me?
Well, did you have anything to do with that or you just know about it from history?
No, I just know about it from history. I didn't have time to get too involved then.
Well, look at what's going on in El Paso. You're finding out now since you probably, did you go to public schools here?
No, I am a New Mexican.
Ah, one of those
that's
New
okay.
Mexicans, huh?
We'll keep you.
One of those,
yeah, we're glad to have you. But the thing about New Mexico, did you learn much about the mission trip, your Camino Real and your Oñate expedition?
No. We weren't taught that. Of course, that was back in the dark ages, you know.
But, yeah. but the thing was, this is fabulous world history that all of New Mexico and our part of
yes,
Texas can share.
Yes.
And
yes.
Martha Vera is sitting here, and what she's going to tell us about is what the Mexicans are doing about it. Because they've got the majority of the mission, Camino Real, in their country.
Right? Yes, they do.
The majority of the trails down there.
They actually have 66 World Heritage Sites.
Ah, we're going to hear more about that.
Yes.
Shelley, this is Andrea on the phone. It's not Richard. By the way, when you get to it, so we're going to put you on hold here. Now, did we pick the right DVD for you? We have the gun.
Yes, we got that already taken care of.
All right, awesome. All right, hold on here. Don't go away. Shelley will tell you how to pick it up. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks
very
for
much.
Listening.
All right, I think we're out of people. We're out of prizes. And Sergio, when she gets off of that phone, tell her two gets a prize. Okay. Fair enough.
Well, shall we give the answer to the last question?
Yeah, just throw it out.
Oh,
there.
Okay. Well, San Elisario.
Let's see if Martha, you want to try a prize? You want to try a trivia question?
Okay.
Well, who was San Elisario named for?
It was a French saint.
Ah.
Close enough.
See, yeah.
El Sierra.
El Sierra.
Dude, what's his name? Good old
And he was French, and he wasn't even really a priest. He was of Franciscan faith. But he was not a priest. But he did so much for the poor people.
Martha yes. Vera, would you like a certificate to Pepe's?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you get yourself
I love
a certificate. It's a great place. And 6761 Donovan out there, if you're going out there today, the rest of us, I think, are going to go to Ripe today. But thank you all for playing here. We're going to come back in a moment and tell you more about interesting, fun things that we got to do. But Sergio, one more break for you? Shall we do that? Okay, 544, say something.
5876-544-KTSM.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bill Bonner once said, the three rules for financial success are, 1, make more than you spend. 2, save the difference. 3, don't do anything stupid. Bill Lenderman here, El Paso's old-fashioned finance dude. In the last 18 years, I've not met one single person who has played the stock market since 2000 and has as much money today as he had then. They have to exist, but I've never met one, which puts playing the stock market in Bill Bonner's category of stupid. On an InTouch financial plan, I can show you in writing how you can grow your wealth without risk or taxation. You'll have money sitting, waiting to take advantage of investment opportunities. And the more you make, the more important this is. If you make more than you spend,
that's smart,
can save the difference.
Oh, sharp.
And aren't willing to do anything stupid,
that's sensible.
I can help. Call me at 915-595-2752 or on the interwebs at keepingintouchfinancial.com. In Touch Financial, keeping you smart, sharp, sensible, and out of the stock market.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we've come to that moment in our program when we tell you what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
The race to fill District 3 council seat is heating up. What the candidates say about the area. Oh, the arena. Excuse me. The arena. It's a good one.
I think you're reading last week's.
Am I reading last?
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. Am I?
Read the first one there.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry. I pulled the wrong one.
And then give me that page back.
No. Okay. Inside the El Paso company that flies Hollywood actors and business executives around the country. What's next for ATI Jet?
They're here in El Paso. They're in El Paso, Inc. And also, as plans move forward for the arena and downtown revitalization spreads, residents of El Paso's oldest and poorest neighborhoods are bracing for change.
That's right. And we have also... I had the right one. It was I just read the wrong line.
Oh, is that what you did?
I did the wrong line. The race to fill the District 3 council seat is heating up. What the candidates say about the arena.
Okay, now you can have my piece of paper back. Thank you very much. Okay, now. But that's El Paso Inc. It's online. Also available at ElPasoInc.com and for home and business delivery by calling
534-4422 to subscribe.
Sunday on ABC 7 Extra, City Rep Peter Schwarzbein is inviting El Pasoans to share their views about the proposed border wall. He joins us live to discuss the upcoming event.
The program is live and interactive, and you can send in your comment or question via email, Facebook, Twitter, or give them a call. Stephanie Guadian hosts Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on ABC 7.
And that's on ABC 7 because we like them.
Had me going there.
Martha Vera, you're still here. Thank you for your patience. But
she's putting up with us, yes.
You got to tell us stories about what's coming. There's a huge conference coming for 3 days in San Elizario, Texas.
Right. And not only are we having that conference, we've got La Noche Española, which is the dinner. People can buy their tickets. Their tickets are $75 per plate. And there's going to be a wonderful show. As I mentioned, we'll have Carlos Otero, a poet from Albuquerque, New Mexico, the New Mexico State University Flamenco Troupe.
Ooh.
Will be dancing. We have a group called Ome. It's a narrated concert about the myths and legends of the Aztecs.
Okay.
And that's music that's created with pre-Hispanic instruments. And, of course, the meal is Sabores de España. Which are the tastes of Spain.
Oh.
It will be at the Adobe Horseshoe. If you are interested in tickets, please call 915-851-0093, or you can visit www.sanelisariohistoricdistrict.com.
Historic District, there is a lot going on in San Elizario, and this time it's going to be a three-day conference starting on Thursday?
It starts on the 28th, Friday, the 28th.
Which is Friday. Okay, mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, and then also Sunday?
Yes.
Okay, and give us a kind of rundown. Day one, what happens?
Day one will actually all 3 days we have speakers.
Okay.
At the conference, if you want to go to the conference, you don't have to be a historian. Just love history or want to learn about our history
curious,
in El Paso.
Curious.
Just
yeah.
being curious. Also, there is a 3-day festival, the Rio Grande Festival. There's going to be guided tours, Old West shootouts. There'll be booths, arts and crafts from Mexico as well as our areas and artists from the Southwest.
Tell us about who you're attracting because you have people from Mexico coming and from like Albuquerque. What's that all about?
Okay, well, we've got people that are already World Heritage Sites that are coming. Casas Grandes, Guerrero. We do have the Rarámuri who are coming as well, which are the Tarahumara Indians. We have the Mata Ortiz artisans that will be coming and actually throwing their pots painting. Yes.
Fantastic.
So this is this festival is a lot about our history. There'll be many natives that will be represented as well from Mexico as well as U.S. We also have Ojinaga coming. So a lot of these places have already been designated World Heritage Sites will be here displaying their wares and also their history as part of this Camino Real. We're also going to connect it to Ciudad Juarez and going north into New Mexico, which is really beautiful. My counterparts from Albuquerque and Santa Fe will be here as well. John Hauser will be here, and we will have a display of the head of Don Juan de Oñate, which is the cast, that will be on display there as well.
A lot of history. Now, you said there was also an Oñate event of some kind?
Yes, the reenactment of the Toma, which will be produced and directed by Hector Serrano. And we all remember Hector Serrano from Viva El Paso, as well as David Mills, both.
Oh, David will be there.
Yes.
Oh, he's a great guy.
So they are part of this production as well. There are professional dancers. There's professional artists and actors that will be part of that as well. They will also present the you were talking a little bit earlier about the play that was done
Oñate,
right after the Toma.
And Oñate showed up and he brought a troop of artisans with him to do a play.
Yes, absolutely. The play was written by Farfán. It was written in 1598. We have the original script, and so that will be done there as well.
So are there exhibits going on here as well, or what do you got?
Yes, there will be exhibits. There'll be arts and crafts. Bring your families. There will be music every hour on the hour beginning on the 28th.
And so the phone numbers you're giving out, that's Los Portales Museum, isn't it?
That is, yes, and for the San Elizario Historic District.
Well, the San Elizario Historical Genealogy and Historical Society is headquartered in the Los Portales Museum, am I right?
Yes, that's absolutely.
And so that's
right.
The phone. They know everything, so
yes.
Just call them up. But they have a phone number that ends in 1682. That's easy to remember,
right?
Because that's a big date back in that history,
right? But the one that you need to call to purchase those tickets is 915-851-0093.
Oh, that's for the tickets.
That's for the ticket
okay.
sales.
Okay, and a website for this is Historic District. Is it?
Yes, it's SanElizarioHistoricDistrict.com.
.org. I got on my page over here.
Oh, okay.
.org seems to work. You got .com?
I do. Actually, I have both of them.
Well, one or the other, or maybe both will work there.
Yes.
So there's a lot of history in El Paso, and I think it's great that people are taking the trouble to show it off, because if we don't say who we are, who's going to do it?
Yeah, nobody's going
right.
to listen.
I so mean, you got Martha Vera sitting here, the special. Is the word special in your title, but you're Consul of Spain?
Right, I'm Honorary Consul.
So honorary, that's the word I was looking for.
So what that means is that I work under the General Consulate. And this is
of Spain?
Of Spain, Enrique Panes, who is out of Houston for our area. So he actually takes care of 15 states. Texas and New Mexico are two of the states, and Oklahoma. So, you know, what we do is protect the Spanish citizen who is here, but we also promote Spanish culture and history, encourage Spanish business in the U.S. as well. So this is wonderful for our area. The more that we let people know what our heritage and our history is here, the more it becomes interesting to the world. And so we're actually looking to attract more people to come through our area.
Well, your efforts and that of those in Santa Lazare will probably do a lot of good to show off who we are, what is the history of this neighborhood here.
Absolutely.
Because we're right in the middle of the Camino Real, basically, like 400 miles yeah. more up in New Mexico, and the rest of the 1,200 miles goes down into Old Mexico. But the Old Mexico people have got it figured out already to be World Heritage Sites. What does it mean to be a World Heritage Site?
You have to have had outstanding world value. That means that something had to happen there to encourage the colonization moving northward. It had to happen so that everything else that followed would happen. So the toma that happened in San Elizario was very important because that was kind of the initiation, the birthplace of Texas and the whole Southwest as we know it on the Spanish name states.
And so you have a lot of history books written by people from the East Coast.
Right.
And they all talk about the English people and the French people and all the Spanish. They were somewhere south. We don't care.
Right. And they actually talked about the Spanish people south. So now we've got so many historians that are actually looking and studying the archives, what's actually written, which is really wonderful.
And they're finding out all kinds of neat stuff.
Absolutely.
Because the history of the El Paso area is right in the middle of the history of the Spanish Entrada. And right. that was when Don Juan came up from Mexico, went on these sites you're referring to in Old Mexico. That's why they have a UNESCO designation.
Absolutely.
And then you hit Santa Lazaria, which I'm guessing you're going to get a designation one day soon.
One day.
Trying
Not
for
soon. It takes a long time to get those
takes
done.
A
but
long
I think
time.
So. Yeah.
But you also mentioned some of the same kind of activity that happened up in Albuquerque and Santa Fe. They're going for UNESCO sites also.
Absolutely.
And what's that all about? I mean, is it taking a while? Are they applied for them?
Actually, they're going up along the area. Part of their representation here is to establish, I believe that Santa Fe has already applied.
And
I don't know.
And there they go.
But they have to go.
We need to take a break here.
Chronologically.
I just realized what time it is. We need to take a break here and come back, and you can look at us on Facebook. So there.
That's right. Go to El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page, and I posted Vera's lovely picture.
Oh, she's up there.
Along with the poster of the event going on that weekend.
Back in just a moment.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-600-1637. That's 1-800-600-1637. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-600-1637. 1-800-600-1637. 1-800-600-1637.
All loans subject to lender approval must be in business 1 year and have $100,000 in annual revenue. If your goal is to take your small business to the next level, there's something you're going to need above all else. Money. Fortunately, we're talking with someone who's no stranger to helping small businesses. Barbara Corcoran from TV Shark Tank.
Listen, all companies need capital, and when it comes to capital, no one knows small business like OnDeck. OnDeck has delivered over $6 billion in loans, and having earned an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, it's no wonder why 9 out of 10 customers would recommend OnDeck to a friend. There's no obligation, and you could receive a loan decision in minutes and funding in as fast as one business day. Over 50,000 small businesses have already received the loans they needed, and so could you.
Speak with our U.S.-based loan specialist and find out how much you qualify for now by visiting us at OnDeckLending.com. That's OnDeckLending.com. OnDeckLending.com.
Using TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off MSRP when you're ready to buy a new or used car. Visit TrueCar to enjoy a more confident car buying experience.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Your music collection and your favorite radio stations in one place. So easy, in fact, that no matter where you go, you can stay connected to your music and stations.
James from Metallica here. It's iHeartRadio.
When you hear your favorite song on the radio, download it to your phone and listen all you want. iHeartRadio, the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app now.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Almost out of here. Got Martha Vera. Going to wrap it up in a minute or two. Got to tell you about what's going on today at the El Paso Archaeological Society. The featured speaker out there at the museum is Mike Bilbo. And he's talking about the Bataan Death March. 2 o'clock today, EPAS has their lecture series on. Free, open to the public. It's at the Museum of Archaeology, 4301 Trans Mountain Road, and it's one of the most bizarre, horrific experiences American soldiers went through in World War II. He'll give you the details on that today.
More partying coming up. You've got the Barrio Parade and festivities honoring Nolan Richardson, the Barrio Person of the Year, Saturday, May 13th. Sacred Heart Church sponsors the event, and everyone is invited to participate and join in the celebration on Saturday. Please call Rosa Guerrero at 566-5084 to reach Aaron Vitamontes, the chairman, for more information and to have the community group to participate in the festivities.
Real quick, we have a show following us today live. It'll be Talk El Paso, Andrew J. Polk and Paul De La Pena talking about the El Paso mayoral race. We've got a couple of candidates coming in today. So stay tuned after we do the president's address. They will pop up. And we're going to lunch at RIPE, 910 East Red Road, if anybody wants to follow. All right, Martha Vera, wrap up what we need to know. You've got a major history conference coming.
We sure
next
do.
Next weekend.
Yes.
In two weekends. Okay, yes. Tell us about it.
Okay, so this will be April 28th through the 30th. It is the Rio Grande Conference and Festival. We have that wonderful dinner on April 28th. It's a gala dinner, and I think that people will really enjoy it. We'll have Baroque music, flamenco dancers, poets, pre-Hispanic instrument music.
All in San Elizario.
All in San Elizario, and we are going to present La Reina del Camino Real de Tierra Adentro, who is Miss Victoria Sinclair, and Reina, of course, means queen.
The queen will be here.
Yes, the queen will be here. Also, Peter Schwartzbein will be here, representing Sister Cities International, and San Elizario will become a sister city with 11 other cities that are World Heritage Sites.
11 sister cities. How many bathrooms? I mean, there's always that question, right? That many women in a room here. But this is about sister cities and the historical sense. Martha Vera, thank you very much for coming in here. We appreciate this for you. And just put out a website if you have it real quick.
I do. So it's www.sanelisariohistoricdistrict.org. Let's go ahead and use the org.
Use the org. Fair enough. Well, thank you for coming in here, Martha Vera, and the Spanish consul that you are. Thank you, and good luck with the conference.
Thank you very much.
Shall we come back another day?
I think we should come back next week.
We can do this again.
Yeah, not tomorrow, next week.
Different history next week, and we'll see everybody today at RIPE who wants to go out there and do that kind of thing.
And happy Easter. Everybody have a blessed, safe event.
And I hope your parade went well.
I'm sure it did. They killed a lot of bunny rabbits on the way.
Bunny rabbits are dying.
Oh, no, I shouldn't say that on Easter.
No, left and right bunny rabbits. All right, Circuit, we think we're out of here, right? Everybody else, the details on the radio program are at ephistory.com. Take a look there. The podcast will be there
as soon as
I get my act together and put them up there.
Open up that pod and cast.
Cast them out there. Melissa Sargent, thanks for everything. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage, ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.
My fellow Americans, this is a season of great hope. This week, Jewish families across our country and around the world celebrate Passover and retell the story of God's deliverance of the Jewish people. The story of the Exodus is a story of freedom. It is a story of an incredible people who were liberated from oppression and raised up the face of humankind. Down through the centuries, the Jewish people have lived through one persecution after another, and yet they persevered and thrived and uplifted the world beyond measure. And now the state of Israel stands as a monument to their faith and endurance. Another day of faith and celebration is also upon us. This Easter Sunday, Christians celebrate the resurrection of Christ and the promise of eternal salvation. It is a holy day of reverence and worship. It is a sacred time that fills the spirit of our nation with the faith of our people. America is a nation of believers. As families gather in houses of worship across the nation, we are grateful for the tremendous blessings of this land, our home. We have a beautiful country, an abundant countryside, and an amazing people with a truly bright and wonderful future. From the beginning, America has been a place that has cherished the freedom of worship. That is the promise the first settlers saw in our vast continent, and it is the promise that our bravest warriors have protected for all of our citizens in centuries since, a long time ago. Sadly, many around the globe do not enjoy this freedom, and one of the gravest threats to religious freedom remains the threat of terror. On Palm Sunday, as Christians around the world celebrate the beginning of Holy Week, ISIS murdered at least 45 people and injured over 100 others at two Christian churches in Egypt. We can